answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Okay, esto es mucho simple. El Democrat Party es mucho retardo, okay? Mucho retardo. Especially el Hakeemo Jeffries y el Chucko Schumer. They are extra retardo. So el Presidente and I cannot negotiate with these Democrat retardos. It's imposibly, mucho imposibly. Gracias, amigos. Oh, and make sure you el voto for el J.D. Vanso in el 2028.
That is hilarious. Of course, he's going to get a lot of pushback. You're mocking the Mexicans. No, he's having some fun. Come on. Have we gotten to the point where we lost all humor in our nation? Yes, unfortunately. And, of course, a little Mexican music behind it. That's Vice President Vance talking about exactly that. And, of course, there's that other word, that retardo thing. That's going to upset a lot of people. I guess if you try to remake that movie, Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest, you couldn't do that either, right? Come on. If you're using it as a slur to condemn someone, I mean truly that is suffering, I would call you out. But what he's trying to say is the Democrats are so stupid, you cannot reteach them anything. They're beyond learning. And he said they're not going to learn, and so therefore they... I want to do that again, Jerome. Let's do that again. This is one of those things that you think, there is so much humor built in this 20-plus seconds.
Okay, esto es mucho simple. El Democrat Party es mucho retardo, okay? Mucho retardo. Especially el Hakeemo Jeffries y el Chucko Schumer. They are extra retardo. So el Presidente and I cannot negotiate with these Democrat retardos. It's imposibly, mucho imposibly. Gracias, amigos. Oh, and make sure you el voto for el J.D. Vanso in el 2028.
He did everything. He said the whole entire party is mucho. Mucho retardo. And the fact that make sure you vote for L. Vance or whatever, however he said it in 2028. It's humor, folks. But those on the left, if a Jimmy Kimmel had used those same words and put Trump into it, they'd be applauding him. Yay, look what he said about Trump. But if you do it, oh, no, you're not allowed to. Well, he did, and we did, and we did a second time, just to drive it home. Hey, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. And yes, we're going to deal with that mucho retardo government shutdown we're dealing with right now, and who is to blame. It is the Democrats. Second hour, Larry Connors USA here on October 2nd, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. I promise you, when you finish each hour, you're going to learn more and have more knowledge than you did when we began. I'm not just here to pontificate and play great sound bites and have fun with some remarks like that, but to actually provide an education. Now, some might consider it an indoctrination. It'd be an indoctrination if you had to sit and listen. You're always welcome to walk away, but I know you don't. And you don't want to go before this hour is over, because coming up, we're going to tell you about creating a human embryo just from your skin. This is very interesting. Well, we've got leftists so intent on destroying human life while in the womb, they want to create a human embryo, a new life, just from a particle of your skin. Well, I want to know, where's the leftists hollering out that that's bad science? Because once the person becomes pregnant with it, we'll just destroy it. And also, how the FBI is done with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. Patel made it very clear, the new FBI director, we are done with those guys. We'll explain why when we move forward. Now, back to this issue of the government shutdown. I went into it in great detail in the last hour, but it's facing us right now, so let's deal with it again. They cry out, you're going to have Americans lose health care and everything they need. No, they're not. They are going to cut people off the rolls if they will not go out and comply, and they're on their basically sucking the teat anyway, and they could go get a job, but they won't. And they're also taking illegals, and by the stroke of the auto pen from Joe Biden, he made them legal citizens, which you can't do. Those are the Americans that they're talking about being denied. They're not Americans. They're foreigners. They're here illegally. If we were taking direct dollars from working Americans, then I'd scream along with you. But they want to continue to hold out against this, and Chuck Schumer is doing it for one reason, trying to protect his turf. As I mentioned in the first hour, he's playing poker, and he's playing with scared money. He's afraid of this scared money being his ability to remain in office. And all he's got is what we call in the poker game a dirty diaper. That would be a three-year-old with, something in its pants, like a deuce. You figure it out. Bottom line is, that's why they're doing this. He is trying to show I can be strong against him. And he's got to worry about AOC. But also he's got to worry about Hakeem Jeffries. And some of the reporters are now running up to people like, Nancy Pelosi. Yep, she's still standing. Running up to her and say, what about all these reporters that are going to ask Hakeem Jeffries what he thinks should be done? And she gets upset because Hakeem is not the leader. He's the leader of the House, but not the leader of the Senate nor of their party right now. That would be Schumer. And Nancy's trying to support Schumer. Listen to her response.
Said that senators are welcome to go to her office directly. Is she driving that?
Why are you saying such a ridiculous thing?
I'm just quoting what AOC said. Yeah, she said go to her office directly. Do you think there's any credibility to that?
She is not directing this. She's wonderful. She's a real team player and the rest of that. You started by saying Republicans saying that she's directing this. She is not. Hakeem Jeffries is. And this takes a lot of experience, a lot of unity from the caucus in terms of the point of view. And that's what this is. She's an articulate spokesperson for her point of view.
Yeah, she's upset because they're not talking to the right Democrat. Now they're going to tell reporters who you can talk to and who you can't. Yeah, they do that. They have no problem with it whatsoever. Now, as far as Schumer trying to hold on to his position and having to worry about Hakeem Jeffries and especially AOC trying to primary him in 2028 and knock him off his pedestal and wipe out 45 years plus in Congress, CNN was questioning him about that. But there was an interesting communication issue. Now, we have communication issues here from time to time, and it happens. But in this case, the way it happened, I think it's damn funny.
Every Republican who's gone on TV the last 12 hours or so has called this the Schumer shutdown. What do you say about that name? Senator Schumer, can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Senator Schumer, can you hear me? I don't think Senator Schumer can hear me right now. Maybe the government shutdown included audio on Capitol Hill.
Now, again, technical things like that happen. They happen on this program. You've heard them before. We have a caller we suddenly lose. And can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, finally we give up on it. But in that case, it's probably nothing more than a technical glitch. But I thought it was funny. You didn't? Well, so be it. It's my program. That's what I did. It's already gone its way to Mars now. I'd mentioned to you earlier about the ADL and the FBI. I want to get into that in more detail, but before I do, I want to remind you that there is a clock ticking against Hamas. Trump has made it very clear that they have a maybe a 72-hour window. Now it would be less than that, to give up all of the remaining hostages, or without them doing so, Trump is basically giving his blessings to Benjamin Netanyahu to do what he needs or wants to do.
Israel would have my full backing to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas, but I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Numerous Arab nations have signed on to this deal, a 20-point plan proposed by Trump. Hamas just has to say, okay, we will do that. And Israel will quit attacking. We'll get everybody out, all the hostages, and Hamas will lay down their arms. Hamas really doesn't have any great leadership left. We've decimated them every time we find one of them. I say we, the Israelis, find them, and they're using, obviously, the Mossad to locate and do a very good job in doing that. They take them out. Now, against that backdrop, this is Yom Kippur, one of the most holy days of the Jewish calendar. And today, a man with a knife and a vehicle drove the vehicle into the outside of a synagogue, killing some people, then jumping out with a knife and killing others. Police arrived in time to shoot him dead before he could kill more. They had to be careful. They didn't know if the van or vehicle was rigged with a bomb or he was. But he chose specifically this date, knowing that folks would be there at the synagogue for Yom Kippur. And our condolences for those killed in such an act of terror. That's exactly what it was. I'd mentioned earlier that the FBI has said we're not going to work with the ADL anymore, the Anti-Defamation League. Again, this is one of those groups formed at one time that really had a legitimate quasi-start and with intent to do what was right, but it soon became a weapon of the left. The FBI Director Patel said, we are ending our partnership with the ADL. Why? He said, because they labeled Turning Point USA as an extremist group. They did it, of course, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death. Patel, in a statement, issued this remark. James Comey disgraced the FBI by writing love letters to the ADL and embedding agents with an extreme group functioning like a terrorist organization, and the disgraceful operation they ran spying on Americans. This was not law enforcement. It was activism dressed up as counterterrorism. It put Americans in danger. That era is finished. The FBI formally rejects Comey's policies and any partnership with the ADL. The ADL is a self-professed anti-hate organization, but it normally ends up labeling left-wing violence as right-wing. They don't bother checking the facts. They just jump to the conclusion. And at the time when they do see, well, it's a lefty, we can't do much about it, just ignore it. Walk away from it. But despite all that, James Comey had no issue with heaping praise on the ADL and its partnership with the FBI. As Comey said, we're not only educating ourselves, we're working with the ADL to build bridges in the communities we serve. For more than 100 years, you've advocated for fairness and equality, and for all of that, we are grateful. As a law enforcement and national security agency, but also as Americans, as humans. Again, when they started 100 years ago, they were pushing fairness and equity for everyone. Everyone, regardless of your religion. Anti-Defamation League. But in recent years, it's been caught in this backlash, and now they want to classify Turning Point USA, founded by Charlie Kirk, as an extremist group? What has Turning Point USA done anything equivalent to Antifa? Anything? I remind you, after Charlie Kirk's assassination, there were fires lit at candlelight vigils. Those were the only fires lit. And I remind you again of the certainty that if Al Sharpton had been cut down by a sniper, regardless of left or right, either way, but certainly they would make it a MAGA issue, there would be cars turned over, buildings set afire, looted, people killed, and no violence has followed the Charlie Kirk incident. Not in response as a payback. In response to the public blowback by the ADL calling out TPUSA, they took down its glossary of extremism and hate, acknowledging in a statement that, quote, an increasing number of entries in our glossary were outdated and a number of entries intentionally misrepresented and misused. They knew all of that. They knew that. They go ahead and then add, but at the ADL, we're always looking for how we can and should do things better. No, they would have continued as long as they thought they could get it past your eyes. Coming up for the first time, human embryos by manipulating DNA, taking from your skin cells, fertilizing it. What could go wrong? We'll get into that story as we move forward, as we not only give you news, analysis, opinion, but education with Larry Connors USA. And of course, as always, reminding you, I know you don't forget, but we remind you anyway, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You know, boy meets girl. That's a classic love story, right? And maybe before they ride the carriage to the marriage, they have a baby. I'm not judging. I'm just stating a fact. I think most of us know through standard biology classes, if you took them and you didn't fall awake. And generally, in those classes, people were awake. And often at that point, when I went to school, I did go to school. They would put boys into one class for this particular discussion, girls in another, talking about how what the boy does to the girl to create a baby. And what the girl ends up doing with getting a baby and how that happens. They were never taught together. Nowadays, I think it's all over. I do remember when my girls were younger. They were about, 7 and 9, something like that, 2 years apart. My wife said, you know, we need to talk to the girls about the birds and the bees. I knew what she meant. And I brought home a book about how to do that. And I said, and I handed it to her. I said, they are girls. That will be your job. Watch my hands of it. Saying that if I had boys, I'd be the one teaching them. But I'm going to let you do that. Well, boys will be boys. Girls will be girls. And, of course, eventually, things will happen in many cases. But I want to point something out to you. There is an issue of, obviously, where cases where, despite all the cries to kill the unborn, there are couples that just cannot have a baby. They want to have one, but they can't. So there is available what they call in vitro fertilization, where sperm is taken from a donor and maybe even the man, the husband, or from someone else unbeknown to them, and implanted in an egg in the woman. And God willing, in the next few months, you have a baby. And within the first 6 weeks, you would have a heartbeat. So that is great for people that cannot have babies of their own. This also works, by the way, or is being used for same-sex couples who want to have their own babies. Now, two men, our former Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and his partner, they cannot have a baby. They can adopt, but neither one of them have a womb, so they cannot carry the baby. Two women, one of them can carry the baby in her womb because she has genetically been created by God to carry a baby. She has a womb. It's an interesting study I ran across that shows infertilization births, IVF, now represent one child in every classroom. That's a pretty startling number. Now, that does not mean, again, that we're talking about men who have a male companion or female with a female. It just means that for whatever reason, a couple wanted a baby, and the only way they could get it was through in vitro. So there might be just next door neighbor, man and a wife, and they got a child, but they weren't able to have it on their own. They may share that story with you. They may not. It's their business. And, of course, we have a lot of folks that want to have babies in the womb killed anyway. Now, let's go to the other side of this story. As reported by the BBC, and I thank my boots on the ground, Andrew, in Chicago, for pulling this story out and bringing it to my attention. Scientists are changing the rules. Reproduction used to be a simple story. The man's sperm meets the woman's egg. They fuse to make an embryo. 9 months or so later, a baby is born. God bless the baby and his health forever and ever. But now the Oregon Health and Science Lab, and I got to tell you, I worry about it coming out of the state of Oregon because they are full of lefties and crazies. So I worry where it's really going to be going. But here's where it stands at this point. The Oregon Health and Science University research team takes the nucleus, which houses a copy of the entire genetic code needed to build the body, out of a skin cell. A skin cell from your body. That skin cell is placed inside a donor egg that's been stripped of any genetic instructions. Now, back in 1996, there was such a case like this, used to create Dolly the sheep. Do you remember that one? The world's first cloned mammal. But now they're looking at, what else can we do here? If we can take and create, and they have, early stage human embryos by manipulating DNA, taking from your skin cell, fertilizing it with sperm, they can create a baby. Maybe to implant inside a woman in a womb. Or would it be truly a test tube baby, scores of test tubes set up, slowly developing a baby? I mean, we could go real dystopian here. The advantage would be it could overcome those who are infertile due to old age or disease, a couple that wants to have a baby. And they're saying they could use almost any cell in the body as a starting point for life. The egg has to be properly fertilized. A study in the journal National Communication showed 82 functional eggs were created, fertilized with sperm. Some progressed into the early stages of embryo development. None developed beyond the six-day stage. One of the directors of the Oregon Health said, "We achieved something thought to be impossible. It is not clear by this writing as to what happened at that six-day stage level. Did they decide, okay, we see what we've done. We need to stop playing God and stop it here now." But the technique is far from being polished, as the egg randomly chooses which chromosomes to discard. It needs to end up with each of the 23 types, one of each of the 23 types, to prevent disease, but might end up with two of some and none of the others. So there's been a poor success rate, around 9%. The chromosomes miss an important process as the technicians are rearranging the DNA, called crossing over. One pioneer in the field says, "We have to perfect it. And eventually, I think that's where the future will go, because there are more and more patients that cannot have children. We do have more young adults that don't want children. That's not the same as they can't have children. But they do point out it would help an older woman who no longer has viable eggs, or their male companion can't produce enough sperm, or they got cancer treatment that left them infertile. They admit that it would rewrite the rules of parenthood. And the technique describing now does not have to use a woman's skin cells. It can also use skin cells from a man. This opens the door to same-sex couples having children that are genetically related to both partners. Those that I know that have had in vitro fertilization, I mispronounced it earlier too, I apologize. They were looking for certain qualities in the donor sperm, but they're two females, so they could not create it themselves. One professor points out all of this is important and impressive, but at the same time, he said, this research reinforces the importance of continued open dialogue with the public about new advances. Breakthroughs such as this impress upon us the need for governance, accountability, and here's a key, build public trust. Because you start mousing around with making babies out of a piece of skin, where will it end? This is 2025. Where will we be 2055? I'll be here to tell you. I'll be here to tell you. Coming up, Cuomo calling out the lefties. It is the Schumer shutdown.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot your eye down. Take you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What you are about to hear from the Democrats is not true.
The Republican partisan spending bill that they introduced is not clean.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. It's not a clean bill. It's a dirty bill.
Well, that's all a lie. It's not a clean continuing resolution.
Listen, I like Hakeem Jeffries. I think he's got an amazing future. He's got better fights than this. This is a clean CR. What does that mean, by the way? Continuing resolution. Instead of passing a real budget like they should, this just says, hey, remember the last one? Let's just continue at those levels again, all right? Now, that may mean that certain people who should get less won't, certain people who need more won't, but a clean CR means that this is an extension from the last set of, in this case, Biden's spending levels, okay? That's what a clean CR is. This is a clean CR.
That is Andrew Cuomo. No, it's not. It's Chris Cuomo, Andrew's brother. Chris Cuomo, who used to be on CNN until they decide, we're going to remake our network. We're going to become more reliable, less politicized, yada, yada, blah, blah. You lie anyway. But they booted him out. So he's now with News Nation. And he's showing more intelligence, maybe because he realizes he's got to if he wants to keep this paycheck. And maybe he actually always had this attitude, but if you're going to stay at CNN, you got to play the other game. You know, it's like a football player. He plays really hard for the Dallas Cowboys. Really hard. Really tough against the Redskins. I said it. Redskins. I'll be damned if I'm going to call them the Commanders. I'm the Commander. So they're going to fight against the Redskins. So the player is really tough. And then he gets into a trade swap that he had to be part of a deal making carried out by the front office. Now he's playing with the Redskins. He's got to play against some of his fellow teammates. He's going to play hard as he can. Yeah, we were friends, but now we are not mortal enemies, but we're enemies on this football field, and I'm going to do everything I can. So I can see Cuomo shifting his view simply because of that as well. But what he's calling out here is that it is a clean resolution. Chuck Schumer wants you to believe it is not. And yet it is the same exact bill that Schumer voted for back in March. I mean, exactly the same. Well, then why are they calling it, quote, a dirty bill like Hakeem Jeffries? Well, you have clean. See, dirty has to be the next word. They're pushing and claiming that this is going to cut money from people that need it, like Americans, health care. Not true. How do they get around the line? Well, they just began to re-identify what an American is. Under the Constitution, to be an American, you had to be born on this soil, or to an American family that might be stationed in another place of the world, either with the military or they're living there. Their parents are American, you are American. And you might hold a dual passport with that country where you are born. Or you come here legally and you go through the naturalization process, you pass the test, you are now an American. These that came across the border illegally because Joe Biden said, open the border. They came in illegally. But they're saying, but Joe Biden gave them a mass pardon to come in and they are now citizens. He can say that all he wants. Find that in the Constitution for me. See where you find it. You will burn your eyes out before you find it because it's not there. But the Democrats are claiming this is going to cut a lot of money, basically $20 billion in government health care aid per year that would help the migrants facing economic pressure to self-deport homeward. In fact, that's why they're saying that Trump's economic pressure on the migrants is forcing about 1.6 million to self-deport. Good. Good. You came in here illegally? Go. One that they refer to in a CBS News report said when he first arrived as an illegal, he was making $1,400 a week working as a truck driver. Today he makes less than half of that. He said, just not enough work, too many expenses. I used to work up to 7 days a week. Now I can only work two, maybe three. So they have the loss of everything that they had going. This was an illegal who was here as a truck driver. I had a friend tell me the other night at a poker game. Oh, surprise, surprise, I was at a poker game. Anyway, he said, be careful of truck drivers out there, and don't take this as a blast to all truckers. In many cases, they're still the kings of the road, polite, courteous, and always being very careful about what they're doing. But he said, right now, there probably are numerous truck drivers on the road that cannot speak English, cannot read the signs, and they got one of those California driver's license in that sanctuary state. And we already know what happened in Florida in one case, making a U-turn in the middle of an interstate and ends up killing people. And he said, in his estimation, I'm sure there's got to be one out of eight or one out of 10 on the road that are not properly licensed. I don't know if there's a fact that backs that up. But if they're out there like that, then they are taking jobs of American truck drivers. And the Democrats want to continue to keep them here and call out this shutdown as taking money from people that need it, Americans that need it. No, you're taking money from illegals who shouldn't be here anyway. Cuomo's already called that out. Let him continue.
Okay, again, it's a continuation of a March stopgap measure. All right. Essentially, a continuation of spending levels from Biden, absent about $13 billion. But when you look at it as a function of the pie, it's literally a rounding error. I don't like that. It's a lot of money, but it's a rounding error. Again, don't take my word for it. How about taking this guy's word?
Allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option. I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
And that CR he voted for is the same as this one. So what changed? AOC eyeing his Senate seat.
Yeah. That's the same bill he voted for to keep the government open back in March. But right now he's realized that the left has made it clear, Chucky, you're not playing hard enough. If you're not going to move more to the left, well, then we'll come after your head in 2028. So he's got to do something. You talk about a balancing act. He's playing with roaring chainsaws. He will slip. You watch it. It won't be pretty. And the other thing is, what the Democrats are wanting you would believe, that it's taking money from Americans, legal citizens. Well, there's a Social Security whistleblower that appeared on a podcast talking about how they were trained to deal with the illegals to make sure they could become, quote, legal.
This is insanity.
Yes, it is insanity.
I mean, but in order to get Social Security disability benefits, don't you need a Social Security number?
Well, we were instructed in the meeting that one of the first things we were supposed to do was sign them up for Social Security. Yeah.
Wait. This is unbelievable. So they come over here and they get a Social Security number.
Right.
They become legal.
Correct.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, I'm not. And then after we process them for a Social Security card, then we were to process them for a U.S. passport.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. So that's about the time I kind of decided, okay, I was done. I've heard everything I want to know. I was so angry about this, that they would receive a U.S. passport. It just, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that we were giving these people Social Security cards and U.S. passports and free medical, free housing, free food, free everything.
Yeah, because now they are an American citizen. They got a Social Security number so they can get welfare and Social Security payments. They have not paid a dime into it. How much have you put into Social Security over your life? Will you live long enough to get any or most of it back? But they reworked the wording here. So that when Chuck Schumer and the left cry out, The Americans are being hurt. The newly minted illegal Americans will be hurt. Not those who are true Americans. And yes, there are restrictions. New restrictions. You will have to work if you're capable. We're done with just paying you to sit on your butt. And we're also going to clean the rolls off because a lot of people out there are still getting granddaddy's check. He passed away 20 years ago, but they're still getting his check and they're cashing it. That's going to come to a halt. And there's one other thing here. Trump had made an offer of a buyout to get unnecessary employees off the federal payroll. Said, you can either take the buyout or we're going to get to the point where we will cut you anyway. Much like a business does. He knows how to do that. 154,000 federal bureaucrats who did accept Trump's buyouts will be removed from the federal payroll this week. They're doing it during the shutdown. And they also made it clear that other employees that we don't really need, we will cut. And we will look at some of the agencies we have that seem to be working just fine with the government, quote, shutdown, and we will cut the agency. Democrats are going to start scrambling back. Get back in before the door closes. But Chucky Schumer, he's got to stand there and say, we're fighting for Americans. The majority of Americans, according to the most recent poll, favor what's happening right now. If you're really an American and you don't want your money going to people that did not do anything to earn it, then you don't care. So I guess that every time you come to one of those corners and there's someone standing there with their hand out, you stop and give them a $20 bill, right? No, of course you don't. But that's what you're doing under this proposal of Schumer moving forward. They'd spend another $1 trillion, maybe up to $1.5 trillion going to illegals. And every dollar taken and given to an illegal was money that could have gone to an American. Am I pissed off? Oh, you're damn right I am. Because there are people in this country that are in need. And I want them to have what they need. And I don't want even an illegal to suffer. We'll take care of you and get you back to your country. But you're not going to be on our backs anymore. But the left is so far bent out. I mean, you talk about being left out of their minds. Perfect example. There are still those that want to worship at the Green God altar.
No polite way to put it. The climate crisis is killing people. It is knowingly, wittingly allowing people to die and infecting them with disease and providing them with air that kills people because we're not willing to take the steps necessary to do what we know we need to do. And every year now, millions of people around this planet are dying because fossil fuel and methane emissions, called greenhouse gas pollution. Those methane emissions and CO2 emissions and nitrous oxide and other emissions are escaping into the atmosphere, being fed by the way in which we continue to choose to fuel our vehicles, propel our vehicles, heat our homes, light our factories.
Yeah, John Kerry. That said, he gets on his jet, his private jet, and flies away. These people are absolutely upside down in their own minds. And the other thing he did not get into, and by the way, the Trump administration is moving forward through the Interior Department to open up more land for digging for coal because we're going to continue using fossil fuels and drilling. The other thing he did not mention, there are too many people on the planet. And I told you a story earlier about how we're working to develop more people without using actual human beings to do it, other than a particle of skin. You miss that? You need to pull up this podcast and hear that story. But what I'm getting to here in our closing moment, John Kerry said, we need fewer people on the planet. Now, they're not going to be eliminating him and his family. I wonder where they're going to start. Got your Second Amendment handy? Just asking. As always, I thank you for listening. What did you learn this hour you did not know when we started? You learn every time, don't you? And of course, remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.